Hey, how's the sickness?
Honestly, I've got a cracking headache at the minute, and I need to sneeze.
Well, I'm not going to be any good for either of those.
Pardon me.
What was that?
I told you I was going to fucking sneeze. Three, you're not listening.
Minisode!
Here it comes.
Watch out.
Here it comes.
Watch out.
Here it comes.
Watch out.
Shit, this is a mini-side, isn't it? You get me all the time. Well, since we are all the international listeners, that's Australian crickets. You can hear and they give me the shits, and they're massive, so I feel privileged.
You can ride them to work.
Ken, I love with my koala.
Hey, I realised something the other day that we hadn't really talked much about, you know, the trade deadline and the signings and stuff like that went down. We touched on a little bit.
Yep.
And I'm not really going to talk about those guys, but there was two signings of late I did want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my first one is, I've got to admit, I'm a big fan of this guy, just because if you're a Gilbert Arenas fan, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be a Caron Butler fan as well.
Really? Why?
Just because of those playoff series with the Wiz.
Get over it.
Come on now. Come on now. I'm a big Butler fan, so. But I've got to admit, I was a bit surprised about him signing with the Thunder.
He shouldn't be.
I thought he was going to Miami. I thought he'd take the career full circle, back to where he got drafted in Miami, but turned him down. Apparently, Pat Riley said that Miami just couldn't offer him a role that he wanted.
And the superstar DeAndre Liggins. Didn't he smash an Xbox over his missus' head?
Wasn't that Lance Stephenson?
Well, that's all his cousin you're talking about there.
I'm just saying.
No, was it? Nah. No, Lance wouldn't do that.
Lance pushed his girl down the stairs. I remember that.
Allegedly.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Allegedly. My Kobe Bryant money box is just shaking his head at you right now.
But were you surprised by Butler signing with OKC? I mean,
no, not really, because they're a massive contender, so he's obviously chasing another ring, and good on him.
I like what it does for OKC. I really like the signing. I mean, I know I'm a little bit biased in this, but
I like it too. I thought they'd...
They still need a bit. Like, I feel like he does fill the whole veteran role on that team really well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, I like it.
Between, you know, Jeremy Lamb and Perry Jones, I mean, there's not a great deal of experience, and Butler can play a little two, can play, you know, is a three, could probably match up on some fours.
Probably a little, they're not totally confident with Jeremy Lamb going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Whereas I know Butler's, as you like to say, battle-tested.
Battle-tested, indeed.
And he's been deep into the playoffs, won a championship, even though some knows what that's all about.
I get sick of people online talking about Butler, though, because they talk like he's, like, dead. I mean, obviously, you know, he's 12 seasons into his career, but early this season he had a 38-point game.
Yeah, he's capable of big nights still. That's just crazy.
He can still fill it up, man. He's still a great outside shooter. I mean, he's got
looking at you, Dan Bay. He was ragging on Butler big.
Mate, he's going to eat his words come playoffs. You watch.
Yeah, that's where you're going to see the value.
I really love what it does for OKC, but it says a lot about the Milwaukee Bucks and the state they're in when, you know, well, look, he's a hometown guy in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
He was absolutely pumped. To anyone who saw the press conference, you know, pumped and very emotional about going back home and, you know, you could have almost said, you know, playing out his career, and you know, in front of his family.
Yeah.
But for them to swing him again mid-season, I mean, he's had a strange season. He's gone from the Clippers to the Suns to Milwaukee, now to OKC. I mean, if you can't hang on to your hometown guy for a whole season, surely something's wrong.
Yeah, but the hometown guy's gone, gee, it'd be fun to play at home all the years. And he signed and he played and he's like, gee, it really sucks to be losing when I'm 32 years of age and wanting to win another championship. Can I have a buyout? Yeah, sure. There you go, Caron. See ya.
Man, that team is just a mess. I mean, they're tanking the right way, right? Like, they really are.
Oh, massive. Hopefully they do something with the picks they get, though.
It's pretty disgraceful, though.
Look, I don't know about the Bucks, man. I don't see him ever.
Well, Abdul-Jabbar came out and said that, you know, that he would be interested in a role should something come up down in Milwaukee. I think they should get right on that.
Doing what?
Who the hell knows? Who the hell cares? But they need something down there. They need something to change down there.
Unless he can turn the clock back 50 years. Center for him, they're stuffed. He's not going to do anything.
You don't reckon? You don't reckon he'd be good on the sidelines?
No. He
he's pretty bitter, isn't he? I've said on the show before.
It'd be good for just like an ambassador or something. Kareem's back, you know, the legend's back. And, you know, what is to achieve and milk it that way. But, what's he going to do coaching-wise?
Well, the other signing after being finally released, you know, we've been screaming free Jimmer for a while. Signs with Chicago. Interesting.
Very interesting.
Your initial thoughts, Vince?
I liked it.
Really?
But I would have preferred Rose being fit and healthy playing with Jimmer. That's the only thing.
I don't know if it's the right fit, man.
Well, when I saw it, I said to myself, oh, Spanky McCoy, well, he won't like this. And I was correct. What's your problem with... what's your hard-on with Jimmer coming to the Bulls?
Well, I just wonder if he can get his defense good enough to stay on the court with Coach Thibs. You know, he's a coach who demands defense from his players.
Yeah, much like D'Antoni.
Well, that's the other thing. I reckon he should just went and signed in LA for half his season.
Yeah, because he's had free reign to chuck it up.
He doesn't play any D. He can shoot the lights out, get his stock right up heading into next season. I think it would have been the perfect opportunity for him to, you know, to get his value up a bit more. The thing I do like about it is that I'm so happy for him to go to a good franchise.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's any real misconception about the Jimmer signing from Chicago's standpoint. You know, he does one thing really, really exceptionally well, and that's shoot the three ball. And I think that's what they're going to bring him in there to do. I mean, he had a little bit of a showing the other night against the Knicks. He got about 2 minutes today, but I think they'll bring him along slowly. I think he's a confidence player, and I think that's what they'll instill in him out in Chicago. And I think they'll bring him along slowly. I think they'll bring him along right. I was going to say, I think he's going to do some things in Chicago.
I agree with all of that, and I think really Coach Tibbs is going to be really good for Jimmer. Do you think they're hoping he's going to be as good as JJ Redick is now? You know, up to that 14, 15 a game?
I was going to say, at the moment, you kind of get that vibe that he's a poor man's JJ. You nailed it on the head, but...
Yeah, I'd like to see him do well.
I think he's
a white guy.
I think most hoopheads are cheering for him.
We need a good white guy in there.
Plus, I want to see Jimmermania in the NBA.
I don't know if we get to Jimmermania, do you think? Nah, there's no Jimmermania.
Okay.
Just maybe a little ruckus, but that's about it.
Speaking of ruckus...
Oh, dear.
The last sort of part of the released players, the bought-out players...
Yep. I think I know where this is going.
Ben Gordon.
Yep.
Charlotte Bobcats.
He's a knob anyway, so he deserved it.
One day after the playoff deadline, so he's ineligible to play in the playoffs. A slap in the face, or is it a smart move by Charlotte? I mean, the worst thing they could have done, I suppose, is trade Gordon to especially another team in the East and another playoff team in the East and Ben Gordon to get hot and burn him.
This was a slap in the face to him. I think it was.
It's a bit of a stinger, right? I mean, it's really a bit of a stinger.
Well, he was an absolute flog in practice a lot of the time under Dunlop. Mm-hmm. He's obviously disruptive. And why would you hop a guy like that out if he's disruptive to your franchise in your locker room? You tell him to get stuffed, and they did. Good on him. He doesn't deserve. Don't like him.
Really?
Peanut.
I don't mind Gordon. I don't mind him. I agree with you, though. He has been a knob in Charlotte.
Yeah, so...
And he hasn't done anything to help his cause there.
No, exactly. So why should they help him out?
Mm. But I also remember, you know, that guy can... You know, he can get hot. He can get hot, and he can help win you a game in a series, and we've seen it before in Chicago. I just hope he can get back there, that's all.
Mate, that's all true. He can get hot, and he used to get hot, but he wasn't a knob back then, and he is now.
Mm.
So, you know what, he can't act like that and then turn around to the franchise and go, oh...
Trade me to a contender.
Yeah, help us out, can you? Doesn't work like that. Well, I mean...
Did Detroit bitted him, I think.
They what? Bitted him?
Bitted, made him bitter.
Oh. You said bitted him, didn't you?
Bitted, yeah. I kind of combined two words there. Yeah. I don't think that word exists.
Hang on a second. I'm seriously writing that down.
Bitted him. Hankism. How many is that for the season? I've got to be up there.
Bitted him. That's 3,000. I've got a section in my little podcast book, Hankisms. Bitted him.
Bitted him. Bitted him.
Ben Gordon.
Love it. Hey, speaking of Detroit, I just want to address the rumored interest of them bringing in Isaiah Thomas to replace Joe Dumars as GM. And we move on. I thought it was interesting, Vince. Brian Colangelo, he came out, you know, the ex-Raptors GM actually came out and admitted to trying to tank a few seasons ago with the Raptors. Myth busted. Myth busted. For all those people out there who don't think, you know, tanking is a real thing.
Okay, well, hold your horses. He could not get the players to tank.
But he could bring in players to tank. He could draft poorly. He could trade poorly.
We've had this argument on Facebook, and I'll tell you again.
I'm not saying players tank.
No, he can get in all the poo he wants, and in a way, you know, in that is tanking. But as long as people don't say the players went out there and tanked, because players will not go out there and deliberately try and lose.
Yeah, but look, what I'm saying is, you know, like it's a real thing. Like if you're kidding yourself, if you don't think, and we are seeing prime example this season. Prime example for plenty of teams.
Oh, Philly.
Oh, my goodness.
Massively.
My goodness. I mean, you know, we already spoke about Milwaukee already. Jesus. But, you know, it's a real thing. I mean, my first thought, though, you know, with this whole thing with Brian Colangelo was, well, you can't even do that right. You can't even tank properly. No wonder you're out.
Well, he got balance.
Valanciunas, yeah. Look, they've got some pieces now, I agree, but, you know, they're making some noise again finally this season, but I don't know, man, if you're a Raptors fan, you can't be happy reading that in the paper. I mean, that's...
Oh, look, if you're a smart Raptors fan, then you can't be too smart if you go...
Zing!
You probably would have worked out back then that, you know, Colangelo was working for a draft pick. So, you know, much like Mitch is doing this year. Good on you, Mitch. Love you.
Mate, people don't talk about that enough. The smoke screen that LA had put up this year and they're tanking. I mean, really. Really. The press should be killing you guys a lot more.
Well, because they respect us. They don't respect our coach. They respect the franchise. They don't want to annoy Kobe. You don't want to piss off the Mamba, mate.
No.
He takes names. He makes mental notes.
You don't want to piss off the volcano either.
The
Volcano, Vince, is my new nickname for DeMarcus Cousins.
You just leave my boy alone.
Look, I just want to say, last show, I gave him some props. Did I not?
Yeah, so you should.
And then, what does he go do?
Do not start with me.
What does he do? Goes out, tries to punch a player.
Yeah, he probably deserves Patrick Beverley. He probably deserved it. You should be given a bonus for punching Patrick.
Abuses the refs, gets suspended. Come on now. The volcano. He's the volcano now. He's ready to erupt.
I know deep down you love DeMarcus Cousins.
I'm telling you, man. He is the volcano from now on.
You like DeMarcus, don't you?
Mate.
You won't admit it. You're dancing around the question. You like DeMarcus.
I refuse to answer on the grounds it might incriminate myself.
Cheer it, bitch.
Look, every week we hit the Facebook page, All Caps Courtside, and ask you guys what topics and questions you'd like to hear about on this week's show.
I've got a question right now, sorry to interrupt.
Okay.
Nick Younker.
Yes, he's back.
He's back, yay.
welcome back, Nick.
21st on the weekend.
Indeed.
Did you get an invite?
I didn't.
No, did I?
What a guy.
Anyway, I had a look at some of the photos.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say anything, but all guys.
Ah! You didn't want to say anything, but you did.
What is going on in South Australia? Is there enough females to go around?
Nick, he's killing you. He's killing
and then,
you, Nick.
And then, what's going on?
Let's leave one of our OG members alone.
Leave the state, Nick. For God's sake, go find yourself a woman. Just don't come to Victoria because we don't want you here either.
Oh, boy.
Carry on.
What hope do I have?
Listen, need a Bernie podcast.
Our first question.
That's why you pay me so much.
Our first real question. That wasn't even a question. That was just a statement.
Pretty much was. Well, I asked if you got a new bike.
That's true. Our first question comes from Gavin Sylvie, and he wants to know, Melo is on fire this season, but the Knicks suck. Would he fit in Chicago?
Oh, I actually think that's where he's going.
You think he's going to bounce to Chi-Town?
Absolutely.
Force a trade?
He's a free agent.
Oh, he's a free agent, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's gone to Chi-Town. Chi-Town. To Chicago. I think he'd fit in beautifully. We speak about this a lot at work, and I keep saying he's going to Chicago. I'll guarantee it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. You haven't done that in a while.
Nah. But that's what's happening. I'm guaranteeing it.
You'll guarantee it. Wow. Big call.
Sorry, Phil Brown. Phil, he's been very upset about me on Facebook. But
our resident Knicks fan.
All-round nice guy, but he's... he's gone.
Oh, man, that just leaves...
Why would you stay there?
That just leaves New York in a world of trouble, though.
Oh, boy.
They had want to work out some sort of magic sign and trade. Or if that happens, they've got to move Chandler. They've got to get some picks or something for him.
Oh, they've got to just, exactly. Restart, rebuild.
Yep. Hit the reset button. Wow. Big call. Yeah, I could see it. I actually like it in the sense that, look, I think people need to just lay off Melo a little bit as well because he's been balling this year. As Gavin said, his numbers are great this year. It's kind of not his fault he's got the pieces around him that he has. I don't think he can pin this year on Melo. I think people's biggest hang-up with Melo is that, you know, if he bounces from New York, they're not going to like that. They're going to feel like it's Denver all over again. But it is different. It is different. I can see it working in Chicago for him as well.
I've got no problem with him, pardon me, bouncing from... I'm starting to talk like you, from bouncing from New York because he's nearly 31. You know, before he knows it'll be 34, 35. The Knicks will not rebuild in that time.
No, definitely not.
And you go to Chicago, he's got Rose, Noah, Butler.
He's got a hell of a team around him.
He's got a hell of a team around him.
I like it for two factors, Vince. I like it for the first factor that he's going into Chicago knowing that he's not the franchise guy.
Yep.
I like it for the second part for Chicago as a franchise that if Rose continues to struggle to get back from injury, they've got scoring.
Yeah, and a guy you can, you know, that can carry you in a fourth quarter.
And I also like it because that means they can get rid of Boozer and they can play Melo at the four.
No, you don't do that.
You've got to. That's the best place for him. That's the best spot for him. Make him rebound. You've got to make Melo rebound.
What you do is you get rid of Boozer, you start Taj Gibson.
Yeah, I like that too. I like Taj.
We should be co-GMs.
Our next question comes from Chris Beh. Beh? Who? B-E-H, Beh.
Oh, okay, yep.
I'm running with it.
Yep.
He wants to know our thoughts on, and I have read this rumour floating around, Kevin Love to Boston.
Move on.
You couldn't see it?
Really?
Better franchise?
Than who?
Minnesota.
Yeah, probably. But he's not going. No, he's getting... Look, mate, it's Lakers or bust.
Interesting.
He's not going to Boston.
Chris, I have read the rumours to Boston. I don't know if it works.
Who started with Danny Ainge?
Possibly.
Yeah.
I mean...
I love Danny Ainge.
If you're losing Kevin Love from a Minnesota look at this... I mean, there's probably a few pieces you'd want to pull from Boston to rebuild.
Draft picks.
That too.
Yeah. Hasn't Danny Ainge got the biggest pair of plums you've ever seen?
He sure does.
He's not afraid to make a deal, is he? Not afraid to rebuild.
He's not afraid to float things out there either in the media.
No. Loved him as a player, loved him as a GM.
Our last question comes from a new member to the Courtside fam, and that is Kamau Hilton. He wants to know, have you ever seen two players hit back-to-back four-point plays? I believe Brennan Jennings and Stephen Curry did it the other night. No, I haven't.
No, I...
But I'm really, really surprised that Jamal Crawford hasn't done it.
Yeah, he's hit like 40, hasn't he?
Because he's the king. He's the king of the four-point play.
You'd think somewhere in there he's hit back-to-backs.
I would not be surprised if in Doc Rivers' coaching book, there's like, okay, and this is the play where we run the ball to Crawford on the three-point line and he'll take a tough shot, draw the four-point play. I wouldn't be surprised if that plays in his book.
It's almost becoming a go-to play.
He really is. He really is. I mean, he's had some 30-plus games this season already. He's out of control.
It's not winning shit, though.
And then he did his calf. He did his calf the other day. He's out.
Oh, do you? Yeah. He's getting on a bit, the old Jamal.
He is, but he can still play. I mean, he's, you know, his game doesn't scream athleticism either.
No.
So he's, you know, he's got a few solid years. So just before we go, Vince, I just wanted to ask you: did you catch any of the Philadelphia 76ers? They retired Iverson's jersey the other day.
No, actually, it's on my little list here of things to watch. It's a bit under the weather, so I haven't watched any of that yet. But I'm absolutely wrapped for AI.
It's pretty cool, right?
Oh, man. Like I've said this before, hopefully it puts a bit of closure on his career, because, like...
It ended so roughly.
Yeah, but I said to you a few shows ago, pretty much a while ago now, but he seems to me as a bloke who struggles with retirement. You know, your brain... You think in your brain you can still play, but your body says no.
Yeah.
And I think he struggles with that. I think he still looks at the game and goes, oh, I could get out there and play.
Yeah. And a guy like him, man, like, you know, we always talk about, you know, and you'll hear the press say, you know, pound for pound, you know, the best.
Yeah.
It just wears him out a little quicker as well.
Yeah, it does. Tough as nails, though. Tough as nuts. Tough as nuts.
You said it. Tough as nuts.
He's not tough as nuts. He's tough as nails. We say that in Victoria. you know, it's amazing. I appreciated him more when he retired.
Yeah.
As any of my friends were told, I was never a huge fan. But I never said he wasn't a great player, but I just wasn't a huge fan. But when he retired, I just...
the admiration just goes up a little. You know, the defences can calm down a little. And
yeah, it's almost like I took it for granted a bit.
Yeah.
Total respect, and I'm just glad he got to see his jersey get put into the rafters. It was, you know,
it's pretty cool.
Awesome for him.
It's pretty cool. Although I must admit, I thought the boat thing was pretty dumb. But anyway,
I haven't seen the team.
Okay. Well, anyway, I just thought I'd read out a few of his accomplishments for him. Our final sort of salute. We've actually talked about Iverson before and retiring and things like that on the show, but I just thought we'd give it the final courtside salute to Allen Iverson. Of course, coming to the league, NBA Rookie of the Year, 2001 Most Valuable Player, four-time NBA Scoring Champion, 11-time All-Star, two-time All-Star Game MVP when it still mattered, three-time NBA Steals Leader, and three-time All-NBA First Team.
Hats off, Mr. Allen Iverson.
See you in the Hall of Fame, good sir.
Absolutely. Before we sign out.
Yeah.
Can I give a shout-out to Jamal Graham?
You can.
I see Jamal Graham. Thanks for the links to the Shaq jumper. Keep sending me stuff if you see anything on Shaq, because eventually I will buy something. But, yeah, shout-out to you, my friend.
Nice. Oh, I should say, Kamal Hilton wrote some real nice stuff about us on Twitter. You know, I put that stuff on Instagram. I get a real kick out of that. So I just want to give him a shout-out. Thanks for supporting the show. He's actually a sports writer and host of the Gaffer and Hooligan Soccer Podcast. So for all you soccer fans, please go out and check it out. Top bloke. And good sir, I sent you out a courtside package just for being a cool dude. For no other reason, being a cool dude.
Yeah, and we didn't pay him to do any of that. So
a he bonus.
Generally likes us. And a lot of people like him, so that's good.
I hate you.
Yeah, get in line, son. Get in line. Watch out! Here it comes!
Watch out! Whoa!